particular standing out to you? Their play any better than you would expect?
I think they are improving as a group. You know, Joe Gagnon is playing really well right now. So I just think as a whole core, the seniors up there, Steve and Joe, is leading them, and I just think they're going to keep improving.
You just said Joe. What do you see that Joe's doing that's so helpful?
You know, pulling guards. He's closing on them, taking the tackles back in the backfield. That's one less lineman. That's only four now. He's just doing a lot of great things for our defense.
Okay. Anthony, what have you seen from Matt McGloin in the Penn State offense so far?
He's a good quarterback. He makes good decisions, and they're not afraid to go for it on fourth down. So, you know, we just got to be ready for the run and pass and just, you know, practice hard this week and try to get better.
How does that affect you guys, knowing that they go for it on fourth down quite a bit more than the normal team?
We just got to be mentally strong for one more down, you know. We're so used to three downs. We just got to, you know, just be focused, be alert at all time in the game.
Thanks, Anthony.
I got to ask, before that first overtime starts and the PA system there starts blaring Jay-Z and Kanye, you got everybody on the team on the sideline starts jumping up and down to that as you're getting ready to take the field. How does that, I guess not change your approach, but does that maybe add a little more juice to your step just seeing that, hey, everyone's kind of into the moment?
Oh, for sure. And when everyone's on the same page and, you know, everybody wants the same goal, it's hard to stop a team. No, not just us, any team. Everyone has the same mindset. It's going to be hard to stop a team. And like everyone just, you know, wanted that win. So I just think, you know, it was really thankful that we came out with the win.
And when you do go up against a team like Penn State, last year I know you got an opportunity to play in that game and then ended up getting hurt. Did you get a chance to actually go up against McGloin?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, but from what you've seen, though, like what you saw at the end of that game last year up until now, how different of a quarterback is he?
He's improved a lot. You can just tell he's leading out there now. He's more confident with his calls and, you know, he knows where he wants to go now. He's reading defenses. So we just got to, you know, make it hard for him. Be able to get pressure with our defensive linemen when we blitz and be able to hang on our receivers.
How do things change when you know that you're going up against a team that's kind of developed a reputation this season of, hey, it doesn't matter where on the field they are. If it's a fourth down, chances are they're probably going to go for it as opposed to just punting away.
You know, they're brave, you know. They have a lot of confidence in their offense. So, you know, we just got to match their intensity on fourth down.